Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Kandrin, Maryland has a kitchen question. How can we help?
My husband and I are renovating our kitchen, and we bought a microwave that goes over the stove so it has a ventilation hood built
in. Yeah, except it ventilates it right back into the kitchen, doesn't it?
Well, there's an option that you can ventilate it to the outside, which my husband feels very strongly about using because we have a gas stove.
Okay.
But we have plaster and lath walls. It's sort of an old house. And
right.
So other than having exposed ductwork, we were trying to think of other options that we could use to ventilate it to the outside. And I was also wondering, how important is it to ventilate it outside?
Well, your real question is here is whether your husband is right or not.
Yeah.
Well, Kendra, I would say that it probably is a good idea to ventilate to the outside, because the recirculating types of kitchen exhaust fans, frankly, don't do that much. They don't do a very good job of taking odor, taking steam.
No, it takes the odor and sends it to the rest of the house, because it's forcefully now
right.
sending it back into the
right.
kitchen.
That's right, as if there wasn't enough air pressure
behind it.
It's like,
and wait till you cook seafood. It's like, excellent. Great.
No, I do think it's a good idea to vent it to the outside, and I'm not sure what your hesitation is for cutting the hole in the wall. It's not that bad. Houses are designed to have holes cut in them all the time. If it's done properly, it shouldn't be an issue. Even though you have plaster walls, those
okay.
walls can be successfully cut through. It can be framed out properly. It can be ducted properly to get that passageway right through to the
okay.
outside. The fans today have dampers on them, so when the dampers close, it shouldn't even have drafts that come back into the house.
Oh, great. Okay, so you're saying that it's okay for us to just cut through the plaster and lath 3 inches or whatever to put the ducts in there?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Okay.
Now, the only thing you have to watch out for is whatever happens to be in that wall. When
right.
you open it up, it would be bad if there was a stud in the middle, because that makes it a little more complicated. You'd have
okay.
to frame around that.
Okay.
If there was electrical wiring running through there, you know, all of the normal cautions apply that you would have if you cut into a wall for any reason. So
okay.
presuming you can get all that stuff out of the way, I would also tell you to make sure that you're ducting through that. So you don't want to leave like a wood hole through there. You want to make sure that there's a metal duct that goes through that section. The reason for that is because you don't want grease to get into the wall cavity. That could be a fire hazard.
Well, also, then the walls would absorb all of the odor. At least the
right.
metal contains everything.
888-666-3974.